Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth with Tyson Harley. That's me. Wow. So Fox News is going to pay $787 million they don't have to settle a lawsuit by the corrupt ones. You understand this is just a continuation of we will legally terrorize Alex Jones. Now we will legally terrorize those that try to bring up the basic corruption, the basic and massive corruption of our society. We will legally terrorize them. And you understand, those that are corrupt are using their corrupt money to push. And what could be more to push this type of legal terrorism? And what could be more important for those that are corrupt to hide the fact that Dominion voting, I want to say again, Dominion means rule. It doesn't mean accuracy. Think about that. We know that it's hackable. We know that it doesn't just add. It instead can do mathematical calculations like division and multiplication. We know that its security is poor. So what's the defamation? We know that it started in Venezuela, and that's, hello, it's right in your face. Dominion, synonym rule. Not accuracy, not good vote counting. Huh, what does a dictator want? Hey, if you get us, we can make sure that you have dominion over your people. That's the unspoken agreement by the very title of their voting machines. And yet, Fox News is going to pay them much, much, much more than they're probably even worth. And meantime, the criminals don't get, I don't know what we're going to do, guys, but that is the epitome. I mean, it's right up there with Alex Jones being, you know, sued for, I mean, what it's trying to do is tell you again, you do not talk about important things about corruption. The last thing you do in this society, and you will get it through your thick heads. If you have any money to lose, and if you have any kind of influence, is that you will not talk about corruption. Unless we tell you you can, then you won't get in trouble, but we're already telling. All you got to do, your signal is, are we talking about it? Then, well, you're free to talk about it. But if we're not talking about it, and you dare talk about absolute and true corruption, or even the possibility of it, even things like, how is that security door not open? How is it that we can see that these voting machines, I'm not saying Dominion cases, I know this is the type of thing, were indeed accessed during a certain period of time when they should not have been accessed while they're at the polls or thereabouts? How you do not get to talk about any of that, even just the possibility, even just the beginning of, oh no, something bad could have happened. You do not talk about that. You will lead with the stories we've already hand-fed you as safe to lead with, and that's it. That's where this is going, guys. Dominion equals rule. The seeds of corruption are the ones you're supposed to least likely talk about. You will not protect your country and talk about election, actual election integrity. How dare you try to imply that there isn't election integrity? You must assume it, which is exactly what China and the Soviet Union did. Okay, guys, thanks for listening.